T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's get into what the Braves are doing with their shortstop position, because they've now sent down not only Braden Shumake, but Vaughn Grissom. So neither one of the guys that we were told, that we thought at one point were the young guys that might have a chance for the job, got it. And instead, they go with Orlando Arcia and Adrianza as their guys.
Two words right here, Bo, and this is the only reason this has tended to make sense for me. I read these two words earlier today. Organizational depth is what I've been told as the reason for them making this move. You keep Orlando Arcia, obviously, in the fold. You keep the depth pieces where they're at. You still have options for those two guys to head down to AAA. By the way, I'm going to have to probably venture up to Buford, up to the Gwinnett Stripers, and catch a game right up there off of 95, off 85, because they're going to have a squad. But I was so dumbfounded last night. Anybody I was talking to on Twitter, I was like, man, dude, what is going on? Because you look at these two guys, and they've been all the rage since the Dansby Swanson news of, hey, we're not that worried about it. We've got these two pieces in place, a couple of former high draft picks that we feel like are going to be really, really good. And we're 9 days away from the season starting, and all of a sudden both of them are in AAA. So I don't know if you two guys were as dumbfounded as I was last night talking about the Braves, but I feel like I was hit over the head. And everybody that I've talked to that was a Braves fan was equally as confused, because it just seemed like the writing was on the wall that one of these guys was going to be the shortstop of the future. And now you throw in a guy like Orlando Arcia, who has played shortstop and really a ton of shortstop. It's just been a while. You know what I mean? He's been a second baseman and really a utility infielder for the most part of his stint here in Atlanta.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I mean, it has been a while, but you look at the guy, he's still got a cannon for an arm. And so I think offensively, it's not that big of a concern when you look at the lineup that they have. And so you could put him, you know, batting ninth or something like that, right? And, you know, maybe have him not worry so much about the at-bat. But you know what he can bring to you, at least defensively. He was everyday guy, kind of everyday shortstop for the Brewers before. You kind of know what you're getting. And this, at least, it's happening now. You know, when you still got some time, it's happening now and not later on in the season where you're thinking maybe we shouldn't have started maybe these younger guys.
Yeah, well, here's my problem. So you tell me that you didn't re-sign Dansby Swanson for a contract that would have been in the middle around the $140 million range when he got like $178. He was going to take less money to play here. And instead, you're rolling out Orlando Arcia as your starting shortstop. That doesn't sit right with me. We're trying to win world titles, and we don't re-sign a guy who honestly would have been a team-friendly deal, and instead we're rolling out Orlando Arcia, who at this point, well, yeah, he was a starter, but he wasn't viewed by the team he was starting for good enough to bring in that capacity. He's been a backup here for a couple of years, and or a utility guy is, I think, a better way to put it. It's hard for me to look at this. I get the organizational depth, but I'm also looking at it like, okay, my future at this position is not Orlando Arcia. It's either Braden Shumake or it's Vaughn Grissom. And I need to figure out if Vaughn Grissom is going to be the guy, because if not, his bat is so valuable. Why can't I find another place for him, like left field? Why am I not using him now? Like, that's the problem for me. Why are we waiting when we can go ahead and figure out what we have? And let's move forward with the future. Instead, I feel like I'm in neutral.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, it's just so interesting, too, that, you know, we're on here having this conversation yesterday morning. It's like, Von Grissom or Shoemake? Which one are we going to go with? You know, Shoemake has had a good offensive spring so far. You know, that was really the edge that Von Grissom had over him. Von Grissom goes out and goes 3-for-4 yesterday. He's now hitting in the mid-300s as far as spring training goes. And that's kind of where my conflict of interest comes in, is mentally, where does this put Von Grissom? You know what I mean? This is a guy who throughout the offseason is thinking, okay, hey, this is my job to lose. I've done all the things I've had to prepare for this. I've come in. I've had a good spring. I haven't had any of the defensive efficiencies probably some people might have been worried about. And now I've been optioned anyways because of organizational depth, quote unquote. I think that's got to be frustrating for him. So I would worry about where he is mentally, where Shoemake is mentally, because these guys seemingly have done everything they've been asked to do. And all of a sudden, they're still going to wind up down the road in Gwinnett playing in AAA baseball to start the year. It's got to be frustrating for them.
They're seeing something. So they've seen something to make this decision. Why not let them go down to AAA, work it out, and then you've still got a guy that you know has done the position before and can at least give you the defense, some of the defense that you're looking for.
Yeah, I just think I need to see one of my young guys up right now. I need to see the future because now I feel like I'm in a waiting game, and you kind of look, there was a lot of things put out about, and I didn't expect Ron Washington to really go ahead and change the position, you know, make Von Grissom this amazing defensive shortstop out of nowhere over a winter, but you kind of sold me a bill of goods about how he was it, he was the future, this was next, and now I'm stuck with Orlando Arcia, and I don't even get to see Von Grissom or Braden Shoemake.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.